In the studio with us now, believe it or don't, it's time for Tree Fest of Children's Books again at the Rudy Gelnett Memorial Library. And guess what? Believe it or don't, the opening reception is this weekend. So something has happened to the clock. Tick tock, tick tock. Time has marched on, and here we go. Joyce Hendricks is going to have to bake her famous gingerbread cookies this week.
I don't know how famous they are, but okay.
Well, they're going to be well known after this weekend. Yeah. What will you bake before?
Gingerbread cookies.
Same thing. Okay, so that's a thematic event.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I got a weak
spot.
Okay, well, good. Well, I got a weak spot for them, so I will definitely be over. Joyce Hendricks is here, president of the Friends of the Rudy Gelnett Memorial Library, and Jane Taylor joins us. She's vice president of the Friends Group. The Tree Fest of Children's Books is coming up. Give us a quick overview. We'll start with the president. Just tell us what starts up this weekend if folks aren't familiar with this enchanting display.
It is enchanting. First of all, it is our 16th year. Can't believe we've been doing it for that long. And we get all different kinds of people from the community. We get groups. We get church groups. We get businesses, individuals, school groups to choose a children's book and then decorate a tree to the theme of that book. And one thing I need to mention before we go any further, we chose gingerbread as a theme for the display case that we do in the lobby of the library this year. And hey, it was this girl's idea.
the one sitting next to her.
Yeah. So I taught art in elementary schools and high schools, and I thought it would be a cool idea to get kids to create some things for this showcase and to display throughout the library.
And it was a great idea.
I reached out to the art teacher, Lindsay McEnany, in the Selins Grove School District, and met with her, gave her an idea, and she developed these gorgeous little paper bag gingerbread houses with her second grade classes, which everyone will see displayed in the wonderful showcase in the lobby of the library and throughout the library once we get set up this weekend. So I need to give a shout out to Lindsay and her second graders at Selins Grove Elementary.
Really,
they're adorable.
It.
Well, and Jane, now tell us, when we go there this Saturday, let's walk in the main door of the Rudy Gelnett Library. What will we see?
First thing you're going to see before you walk into the library itself will be the showcase with all the gingerbread houses. And they're great. And it was the gingerbread house idea for the showcase that led to our refreshment idea of gingerbread cookies. So come and enjoy some gingerbread cookies while you're looking at the trees. When you walk into the library, you're going to see trees, big trees, some little trees. You're going to see some wreaths. You're going to see 20 large trees. You're going to see 6 wreaths. I'm not sure how many little trees. I do believe the little trees are for sale.
Yes.
They have been in the past.
We do, as an addition to it, we do what are called tiny trees. And they're just decorated. They're not in relation to a book or anything, but they are just decorated and they are for sale. That helps raise funds as well. I decorated 5 myself, okay?
And she's very, very good. And there's a group called the Seal's Den that has done this year a big tree, a little tree, and a wreath. And we have some first-time decorators, which includes the Susquehanna Children's Center, the Summit Early Learning Center, the Sunbury Animal Hospital, and the River Valley Home School Co-op. And I was looking over the list of titles and noticed that there seems to be some popular themes, the Mouse series, the Elf series, some books about snow, some books about dreaming, but all kinds of fun books. And these books that lead to the idea for the tree are donated at the end of the Tree Fest. They're donated to the library, and we very much appreciate those donations. But it's an enchanting thing to walk in the library and see all these lights. It's enchanting to look at them outside, too, from the outside. Look in the windows and see all the lights and all the decorations. Makes you really want to go inside and take a look.
Well, and these trees are highly creative and just stunningly interesting. I've seen probably about every other year that you've had this, I've had a chance to go see it. And I just think every year I go see it, I say, okay, well, now I've seen everything. What would they possibly do next year? And then the next year, somebody comes up with something, you know, somebody puts ladders, you know, small ladders on the side
yes.
of a tree like a fireman, and mm-hmm. it's just amazing what these young people and families do. So you are sold out of decorated tree and wreath participants. That much
yes,
is sold
we are.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
But you would like everyone to go starting this Saturday, vote. It is a fundraiser for the Rudy Gelnett Memorial Library, and it's put on by the Friends of the Gelnett Library, and the two representatives are here today to talk about that. How does the fundraising happen? Walk me through that process.
The fundraising is a result of people voting. You don't have to vote when you come, but you can choose to buy tickets and vote for your favorite tree or your favorite wreath. And the money that's raised from that ticket sale goes to the summer reading program for the libraries. We at our opening reception, we have when you come into the opening reception, I should word it that way, you're going to find that there's been some judges there before you've arrived, and they have voted on some trees and presented a judge's choice award. And then the popular vote is what happens when people come in, buy tickets, vote for their favorite tree. So, and that it's the money from the popular vote that goes to the libraries for the summer reading program.
And each tree decorator creates a vote box. That's where the votes go.
All right.
By the votes. And
the book is on display, too, for each of the trees.
Oh,
so
yes.
You can look through mm-hmm. the book. The trees are kind of don't touch. I mean, you can kind of wiggle something a little bit, but for the most part, they're don't touch. But
pretty much.
It's just a fabulous display for folks
to see.
But
you can
to
touch
see.
The books. And we have, the cool thing is, many times that I've been there, the kids will come in and we have music stands with the books on them right beside their trees, and the kids can pick up the books and browse through them, flip through them, read through them, and we've seen them sit down literally at the tree
yes.
and read the book.
Mm.
It's so cool.
That's be very photographic.
So they can touch the books.
Right,
right.
Absolutely.
They can touch the books.
Well, and some of the books are for borrowing, too. Some of the books are put in there by whomever is putting on the display, and so the corollary book itself would still be on the shelves, potentially.
It certainly would.
Available
mm-hmm.
for borrowing. So,
yes.
So you can definitely walk away with a free book for a couple weeks while you're enjoying this. So we start this Saturday with the reception that is from 1 to 3 p.m. That's when the cookies will be at their freshest. So if you want to catch that, do that. But then it stops. It all ends on Thursday, December 19th. Why end the weekend before Christmas? You sort of have an idea that's a good timing.
Well, we must have chose that because of some other things going on at the library, and also to give the decorators time before the holiday to come and pick up their things. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not decorating a tree this year, but when I decorated them, I used to use sometimes things that were my own personal things that I would put on my tree at mm-hmm. home. So I needed to have those things so that I could get my tree up and decorated. So that might be the deal. That's why we decided on those dates.
Now, the showcase will remain as it is until the end of December.
Okay.
So you can view that.
Oh, yeah, darn. My Gingerbread Man cookie cutters are in there, so I guess I can't make
That's where my cookie cutters are, too. I'm going to have to go to the library and
rescue
a cookie cutter.
Can you borrow them for a couple hours?
Oh, my
You
gosh.
Have a key to the display.
I just thought of that.
Borrow them for a short time. That's all you need to do. Yeah, yes. How are you going to bake your cookies for this weekend if your cutters
I don't know.
This is a pickle. So, all right. See, we're uncovering all kinds of new things here to talk about. All right. Well, we just have a few minutes left. I think it might be noteworthy to talk about why we're supporting the library, Joyce. The Rudy Gelnett Memorial Library folks see that fabulous new building there and think, okay, mm-hmm. well, I'm sure they must have a lot of money here. But everything's on a shoestring these days.
And that's the bottom line. All the events that we do support not just things at this particular library, but all of the libraries in the in the organization, the Snyder County Libraries. And the library board itself does fundraisers throughout the year. And we do many. We just wrapped up a big yard sale, which is always one of our, you know, successful most successful events at the VFW in Sealands Grove, and they are lovely people to work with.
Yes, they are.
So
we have a bingo event coming up.
We have
up.
A bingo event in the spring, and, you know, throughout the year we do different kind of sales, and every penny of it goes to
right
the library.
To the library.
Budget cuts are still there. They do a remarkable job with what they have to work with, so we like to try to supplement that as much as we can.
We do have a basket raffle, too, that takes place sometimes in the spring, sometimes in the fall, and this year it was in the fall, and the baskets are on display in the library for 2 or 3 weeks prior to the drawing, and the raffle was in the fall. The baskets were on display in the library, and then they were on display at the Market Street Festival. And that day was the big day for the drawing. And we had 6 baskets and did very, very well with those baskets.
All right. Well, please make a final pitch, if you don't mind, one of our guests here, for folks to go see the Tree Fest of Children's Books this year.
Come and join us. We'd love to have you.
We open Saturday.
Yeah, 1 to 3 p.m. is the opening reception, but the library is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, so folks can see that the whole time there. If you want more information, friendsgelnetlibrary.org.
And Facebook. We're on
Facebook,
too.
Okay, Friends of the Rudy Gelnett Memorial Library. Jane Taylor and Joyce Hendricks, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.